Thomas Burt and Niamh McElroy, both in studio with me from Cranach College. How are you guys?
Hello.
Right, you've decided to jump out of a plane with a sheet on your back. Why? That's effectively what you're doing here.
Yeah.
We're doing it for free, very good charity, Jigsaw, teenlink.co.uk and Samaritans. And two of them are charities based around mental health, and because it's a really important issue at the moment, and especially with young teens and the pressures of society and all. And then the third charity is for children who suffer abuse in the household, and it's to get them the help they need and for counselling they need.
It's a brilliant thing to do. Niamh, whose idea was this then? Yours or Thomas, or did you come up together?
Yeah, the idea came up actually on a night out that was
like all the best ideas.
I thought he was joking with me at first, but obviously he wasn't. So I'm here now. Yeah.
Is it something you're nervous about? Because it's a skydive, it's a big thing. I presume it's going to be tandem and all, but still.
Yeah, it is going to be tandem.
It's not something I would be too inclined to do.
I don't like heights.
Yeah,
he
doesn't like heights. But
I don't think heights really apply, though. It's like being in a plane, you know. I think I would probably prefer to jump out of an airplane than go 20 foot up a ladder, if that makes any sense whatsoever, you know. But when's it actually taking place?
The 23rd of April.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's only just around the corner. Do you have to do any training for it, or because it's tandem, is it kind of done all in the day?
Yeah. It all happens on the day, really. Yeah. We have to get there early in the morning, and then it doesn't happen until the afternoon, but it all happens on the day.
Yeah, it's all very exciting indeed. Yeah. So these charities that yous have decided to fundraise for, all very worthwhile charities, and it's great that we're starting to talk about mental health now and not pretend it's not an issue, and yous are doing great work too. But why these specific charities? Is it because you see, one of the main issues affecting younger people then as well?
Well, I'm part of the Youth Advisory Panel for Jigsaw, and we do a lot of work. We just want to promote mental health and reduce the stigma, because it is very important for young people, and young people don't like to talk about it because society just puts the pressure on people to be happy all the time, and when they're not, you know, people don't know what to do with it, or they just, you know, put it aside and don't really talk about it. So we just want to create awareness.
I wonder how things are now compared to the way they used to be. It with social media and competition in how you look and who your friends are and where you're going, it doesn't leave an awful lot of space to say, right, guys, I'm not feeling great here. You know, there's not that really that platform for it. It's difficult to get it in there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, especially on social media, you know, you would have all these people, you know, looking perfect and just, you know, images, you know, it just can put,
it raised the bar. What I'm really trying to get at is, compared to when I was a teenager, which is not as long ago as you might think, but you know, the bar then was sort of, you know, waist high, and now the bar to be conforming really to what society expects you is like way above your head, you know. And for some, I'd say that's where a lot of the struggle can come
from. Social media would probably be a big part of that. You know, social media has just grown, and so has, you know, you can worldwide, it's just...
And there's no escape from it. Yeah. And then that puts more pressure on a young person's mental health, because it's everywhere they go.
Well, you can get into bed, open your phone, as we all do now at this stage, and something that harms you or bothers you can be there. Do you guys think that the issue is that we don't have enough education, we don't have enough services, or is it a case that we're not doing enough to get people to engage with what we have, if you know what I mean? And maybe with your involvement in Jigsaw, you would know. Is the challenge sort of having enough resources to get to everybody, or is it getting people to sort of make contact for that first time?
It's a bit of both, really. People are just scared to come forward. You know, as I said, like, there's not, people just don't like to talk about these things. They just want to put it under the rug. And, but the resources as well, government funding, stuff like that, it's not great for mental health at all, you know, but it's a growing issue and it needs to be sorted out.
Yeah, and I think now that we're talking about it more, people can't ignore it before, because it kind of suited, and I think, you know, it's the same with deaths by suicide. They're completely under-recorded, because for generations, obviously, you know, people the coroner doesn't get involved because people just don't want people talking about it. But we're doing that more now. So the excuse of not putting resources into these areas is going.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, which is a positive thing.
I feel there is good few services out there, such as Jigsaw and Samaritans, but many people aren't aware of these or aware of what they're doing. And we're not just looking to get funds, we're also looking to make sure everyone knows that Jigsaw and Samaritans are out there and you can go to them and you can chat to them at any time and anywhere.
Yeah, and that's hugely important. I have people's heads wrecked, I think, you know, on social media, particularly Facebook, people say they're pasting these numbers in, you know, contact these people, but they're American numbers. And that's the thing with social media. Not all the time, but often the American numbers, people think they're doing a good thing. But you dial that American number looking for help from here and you get this service is not available. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's, while we're trying to do good, we have to think twice to make sure we're actually doing something that's hugely productive.
Yeah, exactly.
So the skydive then, you're raising locally, are you, and then through your GoFundMe page as well?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page called Diving for Donations. And then on our Diving for Donations page, there's a GoFundMe page that we have set up, and you can donate through that, and we'd be very grateful for any donations we get. There's also a free raffle with amazing prizes donated from the community. Mm. And anyone who donates gets free raffle tickets, and then the raffle is drawn the week before the dive.
Have you been pleased with the amount of support you've ended up getting through all of this?
Yeah,
the school and the community and all our friends and family have really helped us and really pitched in.
And in the college itself, even by doing this, you're raising the awareness, you're starting that conversation either directly or indirectly, which I think is great.
Well, we did, before Christmas, we did a mental health week in our school just to raise awareness, and we raised quite a lot of money for Jigsaw.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just especially just young teenagers just making them aware that the services are available for them.
Yeah, and we need to let people know how important life is and it's not something that should be easily...
Yeah.
Extinguished, because the ramifications go on for years and years and years. And I think sometimes we eulogise people on social media as well. I love social media, by the way, I'm never off it. Yeah. But the problem is that, you know, we need to sort of promote the positivity of being alive and happy and around your friends and family here, rather than making out that when you die, that's when everything's great, because, you know, that's up in the air. Do you know what I mean? Literally and metaphorically. So I think we're doing great work in that regard. Are you hopeful that, are you really want this to go ahead, or would you like to sort of say, well, we did try, but the plane couldn't take off. But now that you are committed to it, are you fully committed to it? What does your family think, by the way? Because, you know, I'm a bit of a protective father. Do you know what I mean?
At first, my mum kind of looked at me like, what are you doing?
Is this out of character for you, or just generally speaking?
Just generally. But then she realised it was for a good cause, and they're all very supportive.
Yeah, mum is very supportive, She's
sitting out in the car waiting.
She's actually.
Mummy manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, well, fair play to you, because, you know, we talk about things an awful lot, and sometimes we think a few strokes on the keyboard is doing something, but yous are really doing something. And thankfully, these things are safe as houses now. It's going to be brilliant. So it's coming up on April the 23rd. 23rd, okay. And it's 17, you're both still 17, yeah?
Yeah, we're
both. College, Cranach College students Thomas Bird and Niamh McElroy doing a charity skydive, raising funds and awareness of the Foyle Women's AIDS Teen Link. That's a new...
It's a newly set up project by Foyle Women's Aid. It's more based towards teens and young children who suffer abuse in the household. Mm.
And is it a service whereby they can get in contact with Teen Link to reach out? Do we know that?
Everyone across the Northwest can. It's based in Derry, but if you look them up online, they have a phone number, email address, and a drop-in centre, and you can go in and they give you the counselling or any help you need.
Okay, brilliant. And Jigsaw as well, which you're involved with. What did you say your role was with that again, Niamh?
It's a group of about 20 young people just come together every month, and they just give their opinion on how they can improve the service.
Okay, so it's policy forming. Excellent. Yeah. Well, fair play to Jigsaw, actually, because if you want to help people of a certain generation, I think you need to be speaking to those peers, so that's a great bit of work. The Samaritans as well, as you mentioned, we'll give it a mention too as well, just in advance of you doing it, and people can donate. I think the best thing is to go to the Facebook page, isn't it? And that's where everything's linked, and the GoFundMe's linked. So Diving for...
Donations.
Well, listen, you said very good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Cranach College students Thomas Bird and Niamh McRoy. The very best of luck. And sure, you will let us know how you get on, won't you?
Aye.